And you're absolutely right that textile industries have been under a lot of pressure over several decades, but North Carolina is doing well. I mean, it's got all sorts of other strengths in its economy, and there's a lot of good news statewide in unemployment and economic growth. Although textile, you're right, remains an area where there's a lot of competition. But look, I think the industry's turned the corner, or let's say large parts of it industry has, in this sense, that it is far more technology intensive than it has been historically, far more capital intensive than it has been historically, and it's far more internationally oriented, meaning it is out there competing and winning internationally, whereas if we just go back a decade or two, the industry in the U.S. was largely just on the receiving end and losing when it came to international competition.
Well, and one of the areas that, you know, we seem to have lost, especially in that industry, is in jobs, basically. I mean, we've lost a lot of textile jobs.
All of our industries face this point on jobs, is productivity goes up and efficiency goes up in the workplace. There's pressure on jobs, and this is a category all across the United States. By the way, we've seen this dramatically in the radio industry, where stations are consolidated under national management. So it's something that affects every walk of life, I think, in the modern world. But despite all of that, textile production is at its highest ever, and textile exports are at its highest ever in the United States. By that, I mean dollar value.
Well, give me a sense of the different kinds of jobs that are being created by the industry these days, then.
Well, what we've seen is that we're away from the normal rate jobs. We're away from somebody working on the sweatshop floor making T-shirts and socks. And if we look at the textile mill today, we're looking at a lot of mechanical engineers, people who are essentially running, maintaining, improving, servicing very sophisticated machinery. Some of it's computer-driven, some of it's automated machinery, but it's really much more of a mechanical workplace than a labor-intensive workplace nowadays. Well, I've got to say this. The world is changing. Technology changes things. Consumer taste changes things. Competitive pressures change things. And we need to have an economy that allows businesses to adjust and allows businesses to start up and grow, because I don't think any one of us can count on any particular job being a lifetime guarantee. But if we have a nimble economy, if we have agile businesses, we're going to have new startups every single day. And that's how our economy is going to move ahead.
I need to ask this question. You know, when we're talking about international competition and a lot of the types of jobs that have gone, our economy is changing. People need more skills than they used to.
Yep.
But at the same time, there's always a certain amount of work that has to be done by relatively unskilled labor. Are we getting close to a situation where there is sort of that gap where you have the unskilled laborer and the skilled labor and nothing in between?
No, I wouldn't say it's a gap, but I think there is stratification. I mean, the point is the price that a person pays for not being a high school graduate now is higher than it might have been 10 or 20 years ago. Let's put it that way, that there's always going to be a high school dropout, which is unfortunate, or somebody who might not have the ability to finish. 20 years ago, that might not have really limited somebody's career. Nowadays, I think you pay a severe price if you go down that path. So what we need to think about are things like night schools or adult education programs that help people get their high school diploma. You saw last month's unemployment statistics, 4.7%. So our economy is booming. But here's the interesting point, apropos your point. 4.7% nationally, but for college graduates, it is 1.8%. For high school dropouts, it is 6.9%. So that tells you, don't drop out of school. Your mom and dad are right. Stay in school, get that high school diploma. By golly, if you get a college degree, you're in pretty good shape. If you get a high school diploma, you're in pretty good shape also. But if you drop out, watch out. It could be a much tougher life for you.